Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. This time we've got the Edwards family up. They're going to be singing "When I Get Home," and then we're going to go back to that live recording where we're preaching on the fear of God out of Proverbs chapter number 1, verse number 7.
Slip away most any day to heaven's shore. I'll find sweet rest beyond the gate forevermore. Yes, I'll reach home, oh praise the Lord, some sweet day.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Do you have a fear of God anymore? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. God will never grace a church with his presence that does not have a righteous fear for him. If you don't fear God, he'll never show up. He's not going to show up in a place that doesn't reverence him. He'll never save souls in a place that don't tremble and align themselves with the Bible.
Right.
Never.
Right.
Psalm chapter number 89, verse number 7. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. When we get together, God ought to be feared.
Yes, sir.
to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. I find it interesting that there are people who want the blessings of the promised land. In other words, they want the milk and the honey. They want the figs and the pomegranates. They want all of the blessings of the promised land without going by Mount Sinai. I want to remind you tonight that the whole reason for them leaving Egypt was not the promised land. The whole reason for them leaving Egypt was for them to sacrifice in the wilderness.
Yeah.
And you'll never have that until you go by the way of Mount Sinai. It's one thing to see the miracles of God. It's one thing to cross the Red Sea on the dry ground. But when you get to the other side and God do the provision work, and then you see who God is, God gives his commandments to you. Amen. And then you take those commandments and you align your life with what God has said, and then you get to go to the promised land.
Amen.
But you're trying to bypass the promised land. Listen, if you bypass Mount Sinai, you're not going to understand the pillar of fire by night and the cloud by day in the tabernacle. If you bypass Mount Sinai, you'll never understand what Isaiah chapter number 6 was talking about when Isaiah said, "Woe is me, for I'm a man of unclean lips." You'll never understand those things when the power of God fills the temple. And the presence of God brings us to a fear of God that causes us to align our lives with the Word of God. The fear of God will always bring about submission to God's word.
Amen.
The fear of God will always bring about submission to God's word. If you're not living according to this Bible, it's because you don't fear God. It's because you don't fear God. If you actually fear God, you'd be concerned and you'd want to live your life according to what the Bible says. The Bible said the fear of the God is in your life will bring a life of submission. Jesus said this, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. In other words, he said this. He said, "If you love me, you're going to do what my word said." How easy. Look at what's going on today. They're changing the word of God so they can live according to the dictates of their own conscience.
Yeah.
There's no fear of God. They're not even fear of God's word anymore. I just make it be whatever I want it to be. But that's not the truth. That's not fearing God. The fear of God will bring you to submission. I heard a man say that a man that's saved loves God. He reverences God's word. And this is the thing. If you love God, you'll never walk by the Bible that's sitting on the coffee table and go commit adultery. You can't, because you've got a fear for God. That Bible sitting there ought to be convicting enough. God said it's wrong. God said not to do it. And if you bypass the Bible and you go sin, friend, I want you to know this, you're bypassing it without the fear of God in your life.
Yeah.
You should never see a person who calls himself a Christian promoting sinful lifestyles because he has a fear. He's got a reverence. He's got a respect for God. I want to remind you what the Bible said in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Verse 22, abstain from all appearance of evil. How is it, man, that we've got people today that are calling themselves Christians and they're living any way they want to live? I mean, there's a, it's sad to say, Brother Brian, but a lot of times you can't tell the difference between a church member and somebody's lost. I mean, I don't care about the outside, I'm talking about the way they live. Serious, friend, it's serious. The reason why they have no fear of God, if they did, they would align themselves with what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Now listen, I'm going to tell you something. I was raised by old time, holy, you can tell. I was raised by some old timey men of God. And I'm done past the point now. I guess I'm to the point of no return. I'm just point where I just don't give a kick no more. Nobody should ever take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
Amen.
Christian people, I hear it coming out their mouth. They're taking God's name in a context that's not reverence, that's not God honoring. Look, they don't have any fear of God in their life. That's why they're doing that. Let me ask you today, look here, young people. Do you have a fear of God in your life? When was the last time you truly felt the trembling before God? How many guys have ever been saved? You know that you're saved. You know that you're saved. If you ever been saved, I don't remember the night that I got saved. When I got saved, man, I tell you what, I was 7 years old, and an old man of God, I was raised on some, I'm telling you right, I was raised on spit and fire and everything else. Amen. You can tell. But that old man of God got up that night and he's a preaching, and I mean, he preached everything. I was wrong in every area he preached. But I remember that night that the Holy Ghost coming my way, and when the Holy Ghost dealt my heart that night, I was so scared. I wasn't just scared I was going to hell. I was scared I had offended Holy God. I remember that night, I looked up at my little mama and I said, "Mama, I don't know what to do." And she said, "Give it to God, son, give it to God." I stepped out that night by faith, amen, and I walked forward and I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be my personal Savior because I was scared that I was displeasing unto God Almighty. The Bible said that we're sinners, and I didn't want to be one of them. I tell you, there ought to be a trembling before God, because if we don't have a biblical understanding of who God is, then we'll never stand in awe of who God is. I think that some people have created a little G God in their mind that doesn't exist. In other words, like that golden calf. They it sickens me. I hear people calling him my blessed Savior. They call him things like JC. My buddy, my pal, my friend. Hold on a minute. Where's your holy reverence for who Jesus is? I want to remind you that that same Jesus went to the cross of Calvary, amen, and he shed his blood. Yes, he didn't spill anything, thank God. He shed his blood. Every drop had an intention. Amen. He deserves our reverence today. They speak of how God's a God of love, but they don't agree with this Bible. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I do agree with this. I agree with the fact that God is a God of love. How many of y'all understand that? We do agree with that. The Bible teaches that, right? Yeah. My daddy loved me too. Brother Mark, my daddy, he loved me. And the same daddy, I'd crawl up in his lap, and he'd brought me to sleep sometimes, and his warmth and his tender touch. But I'm going to tell you something, that same man, when I'd do wrong, he'd wear my backside out. Right. I mean, wear it out. Amen. Not a spanking, a beating. Yeah, man, he did. He wore me out. I'm going to tell you something. He let me know. He let me know that he loved me. Amen. Because this is the deal. He didn't want to see me doing wrong. He didn't want to see me messing up. He wanted me to have a fear for God. Amen. Do you have a fear of God? Fear for God today? Look, if you're going to have a fear of God, you're going to have submission in your life. Let me give you these real quickly. If you're going to have a fear of God in your life, the fear of God in your life will cause you to have a hatred for sin. Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. If you don't have a biblical understanding of who God is, you'll never, once again, you'll never stand in awe of who God is. Number three, the fear of God in your life will reveal a need for a Savior. The fear of God in your life will reveal a need for a Savior. This is what Jesus said. Y'all trust in the words of Jesus. Jesus said this. He said these words. He said, "You must be born again." Amen. So the fear of God has brought us. He brought me to a place. He said, "Philip Youngblood, I love you. I love you. I love you. But you must be born again. If you want to go to heaven, you can't go on your own. You've got to, man, come through the blood of Jesus Christ. I want to save you. I want to, man, help you. But you've got to do it my way." And I want to tell you something, once I recognized who God was and who I was, it made a difference in my life relationally. Amen. I got saved, born again by the grace of God once I realized that. I got a relationship with the Lord. Thank God when I got saved, the grace of God came into my heart, into a relationship with God. He brought me into fellowship with God where I no longer stand afar off. I'm not standing over there away from the presence, away from the lightning, away from the thunders. I'm not standing back there no more. No, I tell you what God did. He took it through the blood of Jesus Christ. He brought me into fellowship where now I can come without that fear of scare, but my reverence before God. I can now come into his presence. Amen. Boy, I tell you, I enjoy it too.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.